information, the phone number is 232-5040. The website is jeffersonstreetpub.com.
Good morning. It's Medicine Ball Caravan time here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. In a few minutes, we're going to spend a little while with Louis Michaud of the Lost Bayou Ramblers. He's put together a new outfit with Corey Lil Pop Ledet. It's called Soul Creole. We're going to be talking about what they're doing, and they've got a gig coming up this weekend at the Blue Moon Saloon. We'll listen to a couple of tracks from them a little bit later this hour. Starting off, the sounds of Pokey LaFarge and the South City 3 in this first set of music, as well as the Hudson Valley-based group known as Spitin' Divil. They have a new release called Temptation. And the Mercy Brothers are on deck as well. Let's start off with this group, the Honey Island Swamp Band. They're led by Aaron Wilkinson and Chris Mule. They're from New Orleans, were displaced by Katrina, and I think they hooked up on the West Coast near San Francisco before moving back to New Orleans. They have a new release called Cane Sugar on the Louisiana Red Hot Records label. This is a track called Never Saw It Coming.
Have you ever had a little problem like me? Got a monkey on your back, won't leave you be. And I never saw it coming. I had a heart, it got broke. I had some money, went up in smoke. And I never saw it coming. No, I never saw it coming. Close the window, lock the door. Your life won't ever be the same no more. It's got you in a spin, but you never saw it coming. Never saw, never saw. I never saw, never saw. I never saw, never saw. I never saw, never saw. And I never saw it coming. No, I never saw it coming. Oh, won't you help me now? You gave me the milk for free. Now you're stealing the cow. And I never saw it coming. No, I never saw it coming. Well, it's taking my mind and my sanity. See, my whole damn life is a calamity. And I never saw it coming. Never saw it coming. Lock the doors, shut the shade. You bring the girls, I bring the razor blades. Now it's got you in a haze, but you never saw it coming. Never saw, never saw. Never saw, never saw. I never saw, never saw. I never saw, never saw.
Lost it. Now what he's got, what you got, dancing. Hey, babe, I know you think I'm strange. While you was in school, I seen the world twice round. I'm living free, man. What you busy chained down? Now what you got? What I got? They ain't the same. Nah, they ain't the same. Exactly what's on my mind. We looking for a girl, you know we ain't looking behind. Now what you got? What I got? Now what you want? What I want? They're the same. They're the same. We're the same. We're the same.
Behind her, I'll try. off on the telephone. Got a new way, mom and pop business, one that you cannot afford. I got a blue bag full of some symptoms, got a pocket full of valentines, got a cigar box full of suggestions, and a purple heart I can't find. Said rise, devil, rise, won't you let that poor boy be? Said rise, devil, rise, march me to the sea.
Mercy Brothers with Rise, Devil, Rise from their Holy Ghost Power album. Before that, Spite and Dival. Yeah, I can't spell it for you, but Spite and Dival is a group out of New York. Lead vocals by Beth Jamie Kaufman doing a version of I'll Fly Away. We heard Pokey LaFarge before that with Ain't the Same, and the Honey Island Swamp Band from down New Orleans way, who formed in the aftermath of Katrina from their Cane Sugar album on Louisiana Red Hot Records, we heard Never Saw It Coming. It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'm going to look at the weather as soon as my computer can get to the site, because I'm not a magic weatherman. Here it is. Isolated showers, about a 20% chance this afternoon, a high of around 92. This evening, partly cloudy, a low of 71. Currently, it's 87 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me in the studio, I have Louis Michaud. Everybody knows Louis from the Lost Bayou Ramblers, the group that's taking the big machete and cutting through the tall grass of traditional music and making new paths. And Louis, man, hi, welcome, man. Of course, everybody knows Louis from La Reveille. Is that
That's
it?
Right, that's right.
The Awakening every Sunday morning here on KRVS. Louis, you've as busy as you guys are with Lost Bayou Ramblers and all the other projects you have going, you come to me yesterday and say you've got yet another project and another new group going. Tell us about this. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, this is a group that just happened very just coincidentally, just kind of picking up gigs here and there. And I started calling Corey Lede to come join me. Hey, Corey, can you come play with me? Our first gig, we had like Taylor and Tiff of Givers. We had Corey Ritchie and just whoever I could put together was in town. And then eventually Corey's like, well, you want me to call a bass player? You want me to call a drummer? Like, yeah. And then he brought Chad Fuqua and Cedro Ballou on, and Ashley Michaud, my fam, started playing triangle with us, as well as my cousin Chris. So we had this kind of, we just, okay, that's the group. Well, let's go with it. And it was so much fun that we just kept booking gigs, and we came up with the name Soul Creole. And, yeah, that's it. It's just a real, just very recent little put-together group that we all have embraced and love, and we're going to play as many gigs as we can. We're playing this Saturday at the Blue Moon, so kind of our second Lafayette debut after an Artmosphere gig a couple months ago.
Okay, well, it sounds interesting. What sort of, well, I guess, well, let's just hear what you guys have done. I mean,
yeah,
with the name like Soul Creole and knowing the roots, you know, the Zydeco and Cajun traditions that you guys come from, curious to see what this, of course, you know, the blues, I mean, they've got a lot of soul and blues in their DNA as well. So well,
that's a good point. Corey Lede from downtown Houston, that's where he learned how to play music with all the Creoles over there.
Mm-hmm.
Cedral, you know, myself, Ashley from Ville Platte, Chad Fuqua, all good Creole names if you want to get back to the real source of it.
Well, let's check out what these guys have come out with. This is Soul Creole here on the Caravan.
We'll be right back.
Wow. Yeah, listen to that, man. Soul Creole, that's Louis Michaud along with Corey Lil Pop LaDette. And I'll tell you what, man, he may be one of, if not the fastest Zydeco accordionist that ever lived. I mean, he at such a young age, this guy is just a marvel. So I can't wait to see in another 20 years, Corey is just going to be a legend, man. I mean, there's just no doubt about it.
Yeah, but there's anyway. no one in the Cajun Creole or Zydeco world that can play like that guy, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, well,
I might be biased.
And myself too, yeah. But I mean, I check these guys out, and Corey is just amazing. I mean, he is just, the guy studies, you know, the old style like no one else, and has just put, you know, somehow has put a modern twist, but yet still sounding like, you know, like the real thing, like the Zydeco Cliff used to master. So anyway, Soul Creole, they're playing this Saturday, the Blue Moon Saloon. Man, you better have your dancing shoes on, because your feet are not going to keep still for this one, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's some rhythm. We got Cedro Ballou on the drums, and then he switches off, like you can hear in this next song. He switches off with accordion. And Corey plays the drums, amazing drummer as well. It's a really fun group. It's just real spontaneous, a lot of jamming going on, and you just never know what's going to come out, you know.
So you guys have any plans possibly to do some real recording, you know, or that might be an idea, just put some live albums out, you know, do some live recordings, because it really sounds good hearing the audience response at the end of that.
Yeah, it is. That we really feed a lot off the audience. You never know what's going to happen from night to night with this band. It really is. You never know what's going to come out the accordion, but we did one little recording session just trying to get some of these ideas down and just take advantage of it while we're doing it. It's really, really just fun for everybody. So,
didn't you say you guys tried a stab at Beat It or something like that? Yeah. Were you just telling me?
Yeah, we did. We were in Lake Charles, and he just started playing it, and it just never stopped. And we did the whole song. Their little friend Mitoyer from Natchitoches came and sang it with the scrub board, and on and on. You never, like I said, you really never know with this man.
Well, all right, yeah. So you never know. So a group to definitely watch: Soul Creole. Again, they're playing this Saturday night. The Blue Moon Saloon, I guess the usual time, 9:30-ish.
Yeah, I think there's a game. We're going to start a little late, and then the Malfectors are playing after us.
All right. So let's hear one more track. This one's called what? What did you put?
Shake It.
Shake It. Okay.
Cedro Ballou singing.
All right. Soul Creole. Louis, thanks so much, man. Here's
thanks
another
for
example
us.
Of what you're going to hear Saturday night.
I'm a hungry man. she just won't leave me alone, because I'm hungry.
Shake It, the sounds of Soul Creole here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, KRVS. Coming up, starting actually tomorrow, the comedy She Stoops to Conquer, an 18th century comedy written by Oliver Goldsmith, will be performed at Cité des Arts. It's directed by Lauren Green White, live music by Alice Wallace. It begins on September 12th with Patrons Night, and continues its run beginning on September 13th, 14th, 15th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. 7:30 p.m. performances on the other days, 2 p.m. matinees on the Sundays. Reservations can be had at 291-1122. Cedric Watson has re-recorded his tune C'est la vie on his brand new album, Le Troubadour Créole. This is it. Here on the caravan.
Oui, ça me fait parler,
c'est la vie.
Et ça me fait chanter,
c'est la vie.
Si toi tu plantes des mauvaises graines, mon nez, tu recevras des mauvaises herbes, mon nez. Et si tu croches des dans l'air, mon nez, ça va tomber du sur le bout de ton nez. Oui, ça me fait parler,
c'est la vie.
Ils en veulent jongler,
c'est la vie.
Oui, ils en veulent parler,
c'est la vie.
Oui, ils en veulent chanter,
c'est la vie.
Quelque chose que moi j'aimerais savoir.
Qu'est-ce qu'ils vont faire, oui, quand le monde est en feu? Ils s'en fait parler,
c'est la vie.
Ils s'en fait jongler,
c'est la vie.
Oui, s'en fait chanter,
c'est la vie.
Oui, s'en fait jongler,
c'est la vie.
Oh, mais ça, c'est la joie de vivre. Merci, bon Dieu, pour un bon souffle de la vie.
Composed by Nino Rota, that's the theme to the Fellini film Amacord, bassist Seth Ford Young's debut album featuring Rob Reich and Evan Price doing accordion and violin work. This is the Jefferson Airplane.
Well, the word was out on the street today. myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 Yeah, there will be an answer. Let it be. Cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
recorded in 1969. That's Quicksilver Messenger Service, featuring the great keyboard work by Nicky Hopkins, bassist David Freeburg, guitarist John Cipollina, and drummer Gregory Elmore. Something called Edward the Mad Shirt Grinder. Going backwards after Quicksilver Messenger Service, we heard the Beatles, Let It Be. And Jefferson Airplane started that final set of music with A Song for All Seasons, immediately followed by Grace Slick doing Organ on Meadowlands. Both of those are from the 1969 release Volunteers. Here on the Caravan, we're listening to Mike Bloomfield and Al Cooper from the Super Session album. Track called Stop. As we have to stop here on the Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Dirty Rice, and at 1 o'clock, Courtney Petrie with the Bluegrass Highway. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, we'll do it again tomorrow.